Coach Gleeson, thanks so much for taking the time to have a chat.
No worries at all, boys.
Trev, first of all, congratulations on 30 straight final series. Is that seriously exciting or is that a bit of a relief?
Oh, yeah, no, it's great, the Wildcats, just to be a part of that. You know, I've only been a part 3 years, but just the tradition that's gone before, it's very, very much a motivating factor, and it's great that we can continue to contribute to the finals campaign. Hopefully we've got a few more in us yet.
Good. The decision to leave some guys at home for that game in Sydney, can you talk us through that one?
Well, good question, Greg. I've got to clear some things up. There's been big statements made with little facts going about. Those four guys couldn't practice the 2 days before we travelled.
Okay.
So they were declared unfit to play no matter who we played. So we weren't resting guys. If it's, my choice, I would have our 10 guys the whole season, 28 games. But that wasn't the cards that were dealt. And a lot of people are making big comments and not one person has got the facts right. So let me clear that up and from there we can go. But no, we're all healthy now, and we suited up a full lineup on Sunday, and we'll be doing the same thing next Friday.
Where are those shots coming from, Trev? Do you care to name names?
Name names.
Oh, just people in the media, Tommy.
Oh, okay.
Just making some comments and not really backing
up. Not backing them up.
They're saying Matt was injured on Friday and will be out until the finals. Let's get some facts right first before we start reporting stuff.
It did lend itself to people maybe starting to think that you weren't prioritising top spot in that regard. What, didn't it, Trev?
Yeah, well, that's the perception that's got out there. But those four guys wouldn't have played if we played at home. So we had two games that week. And really, you can't play unless you practice fully at least once in that week, and those guys couldn't practice, so we had to make a tough decision. Said, okay, medical staff say you're out, and I've got a duty of care to follow through what the medical staff say. So that's behind us now. Hopefully we're good to go, and we're nice and fit and healthy, ready for the playoffs.
Well, how healthy is the group coming into the playoffs, specifically Nate Jowai's back and Matt Knight's shoulder?
Yeah, look, both will have to play through pain, and that's part of being a professional athlete, and especially at the back end of the season, that you're going to have some minor discomfort. You know, some people have ankles, some, you know, shoulders, some hips, some back, and that's just the fact of the matter. Nate will have to do some work with, and today we was in there doing extra stretching sessions and massage just to loosen that back up. But we're very, very confident that he'll be able to practice later on this week and be ready for Friday night.
If Nate Jowai is doing any yoga this week in the lead up to the game, can we get some footage of that? Get that up on social media.
Dally's over at, didn't see that one on Instagram with the boomers. He's doing some yoga.
I did see that. Yep.
All right, I'd love to compare that to Big Nate
in the morning when the sun rises.
Trev, you guys are obviously among the league leaders in all the crucial defense and rebounding stats, but down the other end, what's the key for you guys in terms of keeping the scoreboard ticking over?
Yeah, that's we generate a lot from our defense, and especially when the playoff come around, the points kind of dry up and you get to 70, 60 games when defense really tightens up. And that's something that we really want to do and create points through our defense and making the extra pass. I was really pleased on Sunday that we were making the extra pass. A few times we got away from that throughout the course of the year. But, you know, to make that step to be a championship team, you need more than one contributing to the scoreboard. And to have six guys in double figures, you know, that's a very, very promising sign for us.
Want to play some audio, Trev, then ask you a question. Here we go.
Keep playing the way you're playing. We're going to get our ass beat again tonight. So depressed, I don't even want to talk about it.
Are you like Nick Nolte in Blue Chips? Are you all fire and brimstone around this time of season, or are you more sort of relaxed and we've done all the work, let's just go out and execute?
Well, there's a bit of both. You know, as a coach, you've got to have that arsenal to have the gun ready to cock and fire. And you only got so many bullets. You certainly can't do it week in, week out when the players tune you out. There's got to be a healthy balance, and hopefully you'll keep your powder dry and use it when you got it, but not overuse it.
That is the second coach on this podcast yes. who has mentioned bullets. And guns going
for
off.
For Trev, it's more about whether the paint, whether you get an electric shock if you step into the paint. Isn't that right, Trev?
Like that one,
I like that one a lot.
Yeah. I like having a cow prod, you know, the one that zaps the cows.
Uh-huh. Jeez, I'm glad you didn't have that a few years back, I've got to tell you.
Trevor, a lot of what the Hawks do at both ends revolves around the play of AJ Ogilvy on the interior. How important is physicality in the process of limiting his impact?
Yeah, I suppose with Nate in there, that's a big presence that he has to deal with. So mm-hmm. we're quite happy to have Nate, Tommy, and Matt, you know, rotating that three straight on AJ. AJ's had a great year, and you know, defensively, I think he's one of the better defenders. I was surprised he wasn't nominated for one of the best defensive players when the votes for last week. But you know, leads the league in block shots and steals. He's up there and. You know, he's a force that we'll certainly talk about in our game plan.
Trev, does the 4-0 season series give you guys any type of psychological advantage coming into this series?
Yeah, it's a comfort level. And actually, I went back and watched a couple of games today, and it's funny, you kind of rise the occasion against certain teams. And Wollongong's one of those teams that we rise up and really play some great basketball. You know, all the four times that we played, and we played a couple of games without Damo and Casey playing over there at Wollongong. So, you know, we respect them, but we're really comfortable with the matchups, and playoff basketball is usually about matchups, and we really can't wait for Friday night.
How much are you loving big Tommy Jervis right now?
Oh, man.
He has been unbelievable. Mm. You know, Tommy, you know, the start of the year with Nate coming in, you know, you think his role's going to change a little bit. And that was just like a water off a duck's back. And he said, whatever makes the team better, I'm quite happy. And, you know, coming off and just giving those energy points. And he's a little bit longer than Nate, has a far better reach. And he's been doing some one-on-one stuff with Matty Nielsen. And that's really showing off in the post. And Tommy's had a great, consistent year, and looking for him big things in the playoffs.
There's a big chance to have a big say in this series. Trev, good luck. It's obviously a big ask coming up against a high-powered team like Illawarra, but they have a big task ahead of them as well, and it's going to be an epic series. All the best.
Thanks, boys. Appreciate it.
Good on you, Trev.
Thanks, Trev.